Chapter 5. Self-Excited Circuit. Wheeler's vision of the universe, to use a metaphor from electronics, is that it is like a self-excited circuit. To say the universe is self-excited is to say it is not other-excited, which is to say that rather than depending upon an external agent like a god or deity, the universe is self-creating and self-referential. Thus, it is able to refer to and reflect and act upon itself, and as a result, endlessly recreate itself anew. This is similar to how in Buddhism, our true nature is described as self-excitatory intelligence, likened to the self-originating heart of the sun, or the unceasing main channel of a great river. We are, according to Wheeler, the universe looking at and simultaneously creating itself. We live, in Wheeler's words, in a self-observing universe, where we are the instruments through which the universe becomes aware of its creative nature. The question then becomes, how do we hold up a mirror to ourselves when we ourselves are the mirror? For we are simultaneously the mirror, the light it reflects, and the eyes that see the reflection. Everything is part of one unified quantum system with no separation to be found anywhere. The universe is self-excited in the sense that the observation comes from within the universe, not from without. In Wheeler's words, the universe is a grand synthesis, putting itself together all the time as a whole. In a sense, the parent to itself, the universe is the cause and effect of its own existence. Seen as a self-excited and self-actualizing circuit, the physical universe bootstraps itself into existence, laws and all. In his personal journal, Wheeler writes, "We form what forms us." For him, reality was a kind of Möbius strip, like Escher's hands drawing themselves. This brings to mind the ancient philosophical definition of God as the uncaused cause. As a self-excited circuit, the universe gives rise to observers who, in completing the circuit, potentially give meaningful reality to the universe. Cosmologically speaking, conventional science assumes a linear logical sequence. Cosmos gives rise to life, which gives rise to mind. Including both a linear and circular sequencing of events in his vision of the universe, Wheeler closed this chain into a loop. Cosmos gives rise to life, which gives rise to mind, which in turn gives rise to the cosmos. As observers, we look back to both observe and create the very universe that bore us. Wheeler says, "The universe is to be compared to a circuit self-excited in this sense, that the universe gives birth to consciousness, and consciousness gives meaning to the universe." In our act of observing the universe, we are actualizing the universe. Since we are part of the universe, this makes the universe, as well as ourselves, self-actualizing. This is similar to the nature of the psyche. The life of the psyche arises out of organic life, while at the same time the biologically based human psyche transcends its origins through its own self-creation, a process which takes place at an immaterial level of consciousness. The psyche has the unique quality of creating itself through its own activity. Is this a mirror of the quantum nature of the universe? The emergence of consciousness in the universe is as epic and epical an event in cosmic history as the first big blast of its materialization in the supposed Big Bang. The self-excitation is caused by the innate fundamental tendency for consciousness's self-referential self-perception, that is, for illuminating itself in ever new ways with the light of consciousness, built into the very ground of being. In this process of radiant self-cognition, the universe is able to turn back upon itself so as to explore its nature via its various life forms as it endlessly creates and recreates itself through innumerable acts of observer participation. The universe generates an interactive feedback loop of cosmic intelligence within itself that becomes the internal guidance system and source of its own continually unfolding genesis. Contrary to the mechanistic worldview of classical physics, the universe as a self-excited circuit implies a participatory universe that endlessly creates itself through innumerable acts of participatory self-perception. To quote Wheeler, "Directly opposite to the concept of universe as machine built on law is the vision of a world self-synthesized." On this view, the notes struck out on a piano by the observer participants of all times and all places, bits though they are in and by themselves, constitute the great wide world of space and time and things. In such a self-referential cosmology, the nature of which is a self-generating feedback loop of pure creativity, we are dreaming up the universe, while at the same time, the universe is reciprocally dreaming us up, as the seemingly subjective and objective realities interblend and co-create each other. The world and consciousness are intermingled in such a way that they mutually co-arise in a deeper, unified sphere of being. It is impossible to say which initially caused the other, as their relationship has no beginning in time. Their relationship is reciprocal. Now one side and then the other acts as a cause. This realization of the acausal and synchronic co-arising of the world and consciousness orients us towards the universe, as well as ourselves, in a whole new way that opens up vast realms and domains of possibilities that were simply not available to us while operating from a more linear and deterministic worldview. Quantum physics' new perspective can potentially liberate our mind from the mental straitjacket of the classical mechanistic worldview, revealing new creative orders of freedom that we can step into at any moment, even right now. Uncountable small acts of observer participancy have over eons built up the tangible appearance of the material world. As observers, there is no getting around the fact that each of us are participants in bringing reality into being. In his personal journal, Wheeler writes, "I can't make something out of nothing, and you can't, but all together we can." The universe is a collectively shared dream that is too seemingly dense and solidified for any one person's change in perspective to transform. But when a critical mass of people get into alignment and consciously put together what I call our sacred power of dreaming, our innate power to dream the universe into materialization, we can literally change the waking dream we are having. As agents of cosmic evolution, we are being invited to contribute to the growing edge of the universe's creative unfoldment into uncharted territory. This is truly evolution in action, as we discover that we can actively participate in our own evolution, and in fact are being called to do so. We become, or maybe we always have been but just didn't know it, a channel for the universe to autopoetically recreate itself in a novel and evolutionary way. Or maybe I'm just dreaming.